We continue our learning with Nishmas David ben Achamush and Yaakov ben Pinchas Eliyahu. We're in Avos Perek Aleph Mishnah Vav. Yehoshua ben Prachya v'nitai ha'arbeilu kiblu mehem. So these are the next Zugos. Yehoshua ben Prachya was the Nasi, Nitai ha'arbeilu was the Av based, and they received the Mesorah from the Zugos that we mentioned in the previous Mishnah, Yossi ben Yochanan, Yossi ben Yoezer. So what did they teach? Yehoshua ben Prachya omer aseh lecha rav. So the first thing he teaches us is to make for yourself a rabbi. What does it mean, make for yourself a rabbi? So the Bar Tanur says like this, Rambam Pierre, Shaman says, Afal Pishenu Roi Lios Lecha Rav, Aseo So Rav Alecha. So what do you mean to make yourself a rav? It sounds like even if this person may not be someone who you would consider your rabbi, it'd be worthwhile to have him at least help teach you. He certainly knows more than you do. As opposed to learning on your own. So here it doesn't mean necessarily a posik, but it means that someone should be a rav, have him be your teacher. Better to learn from someone who knows a little bit more than you, rather than to just learn by yourself. Manishamati says the Bar Tanur, I heard, unlike the Rambam, aseh lecha rav means sheyekabel lo rav echad sheyilmo mimenu tamid. It's a good idea. Aseh lecha rav means to make yourself a rabbi, means the idea is that you are going to make for yourself one rabbi to learn from on a regular basis. V'lo yilmod hayom me'echad u'machar min acher. Not to learn from one person today, one rabbi today, one another rabbi tomorrow. Why? That could be confusing. I will say in Maseches Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Tesemad Aleph, it says, halomed me'rav echad eino roe simen bracha. If you learn from just one rabbi, so you're not going to see any sign of blessing in your learning. So it sounds like we should be learning from many different teachers. So kvar per shuvamru hani mila besvara. That's with respect to svara. You should learn from, get opinions and logic and an analysis from many different rabbis. She tovlo l'shmua svara sarabim. Ava le'inyan gemara, but regarding tradition and teaching and psak halacha mechad rav male, it's better, superior to have one rav, ki hechad lifkam lishne, so that you don't get confused. So that's another explanation of aseh lecha rav. Then the Mishnah says, "Ukene lecha chaver, purchase for yourself a friend." What do you mean, purchase for yourself? So the Bar Tanur here says, "Afilu atot tzarich leknoso b'damim mikarim." Even if you have to pay, you have to actually buy him with a lot of money. Ulefazir alav mamon, and spend a lot of money kedesh etikin avaso, in order to purchase, to acquire his love. That is something that we should do. That's worthwhile and necessary when it comes to a friend. This may mean actually buying gifts in order that you're able to develop a relationship and he appreciates you. But it may also, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, what does it mean to purchase a friend? Doesn't it mean purchase with money? Kenelo chachaver mean that you have to purchase, means that you put an effort. What's the effort into a friendship? Sometimes you have to be willing to be selfless in a friendship and something that you would prefer for yourself because a friend does not want. So in order to develop the friendship, we have to be forbearing and willing to give to others and be and not be so selfish and self-centered. So that's also a type of purchase. It's not with money, but it's certainly something that requires effort on a person's part. The Bar Tanur points out, notice that it says, aseh lecha rav, make for yourself a rabbi. What about money for a rabbi? Why doesn't it say that, kenei lecha rav? Only when it comes to a friend, shaharav tzorech lelamed b'chinam, because a rabbi has an obligation to teach for free. The Gemara Nedarim explains that Ma'ani b'chinam afata b'chinam. Hashem says to the Jewish people, Moshe says, just like I, i.e. the Moshe or Hashem, I teach for free. So also when you teach Torah, it has to be done for free. So you can't get paid. Why are we allowed to get paid? So the Gemara says, oh, maybe if you're teaching younger children, you're being paid for babysitting. Maybe you're teaching them the trup. But for older kids, maybe not. But we assume that there's schar batalo, the fact that one could have taken another job. So we pay someone not to take another job, and therefore we can pay them for teaching. But that's why it doesn't say kenei lecha rav, but rather aseh lecha rav. But kenei lecha chaver, that we have that we should do. Kenei lecha chaver may also mean to purchase someone. Chaver may mean like a chavrusa, to someone that I can learn from, and that sometimes requires money. An expense in order to have someone who you can learn from. That's the goal, of course, to put in the effort and the energy and sometimes the money, the expense of a chaver, so that you can learn and have a positive influence. That involves Torah study, and that may often require an investment. And then the Mishnah says, "V'hevei donis kol ha'adam lekaf zuchus." we have an obligation to give people the benefit of the doubt. And the Bartanur says like this, Kishahadavar bekaf maznayim. Literally, somebody, the matter is on a scale. The elo hechrei alakana lakana. And you can't really tip it one way or the other. Kugon adam shein ono yodim mimas of him tzaddik and rasha. Meaning, I don't know who this person is. I don't know if he's a tzaddik. Certainly, I should be giving the benefit of the doubt. Even though what he's doing could be interpreted one of two ways. And if he's a Rasha, maybe I would say I should not give him the benefit of the doubt, because I would assume that what I see he's doing is clearly, since it can be interpreted for positive or negative, I assume it's negative. But here's someone I don't know who he is. But I see this person who I don't know anything about him, and I could interpret it one of two ways. Midas chasidus hi ladono l'kaf zuchus. Then it's a midas chasidus. It is an act of piety to judge him favorably. Now that assumes that since much of Pirkei Avos is teaching us to act in many things are acts of piety beyond the letter of the law. So that sounds like that in such a case where I have a Beinoni, person is not a tzaddik or a rasha, and I can interpret it one of two ways, then it's the midas chasidus to judge him the kaf zuchas, and that's what the Mishnah is telling us here. Another Rishonim saying, not like the Bartunur. In fact, if you have a Beinoni, you're not sure how to interpret it, that's a mitzvah, that's an obligation, that's not a midas chasidus, that's an absolute obligation. That's exactly what the Torah means when it says, b'tzedek tishbot amisecha, we have to give people the benefit of the doubt. That's the Beinoni. The idea of the Mishnah, no, the Midas Chasidus may mean that even where I can interpret it, looks like what he's doing is negative. It's not so much it's Bekaf Maznaim on the scale and it can't be interpreted one way or the other. Even there, Midas Chasidus, an act of piety, would give him the benefit of the doubt. Nonetheless, the Bartanur continues, Aval Adam Shehuchzak Barasha, Mutur Ladona L'Chover, someone whom we know is an established Rasha, then we can judge him negatively. Shelo amru ela hachoshed b'ksherim loke begufo. Shachoshed b'rishoyim eno loke. If you're choshed b'ksherim, if you suspect someone who's a kosher, you're supposed to get Malkus. The Gemara says in Shabbos after on Sadi Zion. But Michlal, that implies that if you're choshed b'rishoyim, you're not going to get Malkus. That would be permitted. Perek Aleph Mishnah Zion. Nitai har Bailey Omer. He used to say the following. Number one, harchek mishachenu. A person should distance himself from a bad neighbor. So a person would be careful before you buy a house, before you buy an apartment, to look into the neighborhood and see if this is a neighborhood of people who are a positive influence. And then if this is a shachen ra, so then this is someone we should distance ourselves from. In fact, some claim that harchek is not on the person. Harchek means we should distance other people. I should not only distance myself from an evil neighbor, but I should distance other people as well. That's a command, harchek. And this is both because it's spiritually dangerous and could be physically dangerous. A shachein ra may be someone who may cause physical harm. And this is our obligation as well. Bartanur here says, why harchek mishachein ra shelo tilmod mimasav, that you don't learn from his actions. V'o, and moreover, shelo tilket limo b'mapalaso, not only I don't learn from his actions, but I may actually be punished because of his downfall as well. D'oi l'rasha eloi l'shcheino, his negative influence may affect me, and therefore whatever downfall he has, I may have chas v'shalom as well. And therefore, harchek mishachein ra. In fact, some point to the fact that, let's say, someone who's has tsaras on the house, which is discussed in Parshas Metzora. So that's an example of oil rasha of oil shcheino in the sense that it affects the neighbor. The person who speaks lashon hara affects that person's house. But if you share a wall with that person, so now the stones have to be removed. Not only from the stones that you share, stones you share a wall. So now the stones are going to be from your house as well. So it's certainly going to negatively impact you also. And the Mishnah says, "Val tischaber l'rasha." Don't connect, associate with a rasha. Now, shachein ra and rasha are a little bit different, and we'll have to explain the difference here. Bartanur first says, "Shekach amru chachamim, kolamadik berishoyim, kolamadabik berishoyim." Anyone who clings to a rasha, afapishenu osa kemaseim, even if you don't do like their actions, still, if you're connecting with them, associating with them, notel schar kayotzeban, whatever reward or punishment they're going to get, that's what you're going to get as well. And it gives the example of Mahadev Adomer. This could be compared to Lenechsas Lebeso Shel Bursi. Walk into a tannery. So Afal Bishalo Lokach Menukal. You didn't buy anything from the tannery. Abikomakom Reach Ra Kolat. You absorb this, the terrible smell of Ahotzimo. He brought it out with you. So you're going to be affected as well. Don't connect, don't associate with a Russia. the idea of the fact that we use the language of tischaber really means to associate and connect with. But when it came to the shachein ra, with the word ra, there we said you have to distance yourself. That seems to be to a greater extreme. Why is the shachein ra a greater extreme than a rasha? Because we assume that ra, bad, is someone who acts in a bad manner towards, in an evil way, towards his friend. So it's ben adam lachavero. He's going to steal from him. He's going to be a liar, and that way it's going to impact someone in a very direct way. So there we say you have to distance yourself off of shachin ra, someone who's ra. He may steal from you. He may harm you. So you want to be very far away from him. But when it comes to a rasha, we don't say distance yourself. We say al tischaber. Don't become his friend. Don't associate with him. Why? Because usually a rasha means someone who, usually the definition of a rasha is someone who violates a Torah, a negative commandment for Shechayv Malkos. So that's a rasha. Rasha is, let's say, Pasul Le'edus. So he cannot testify. He's disqualified as an aid. So someone who's a rasha, it's Bein Adam LaMakom generally. So if that's our day, he eats food that's treif, he violates the Shabbos. So there we say, okay, that the effect it's going to have on the person, okay, it's obviously may have a negative influence, but not to the same extent as someone who may rob you, may harm you. That's why we say when it comes to Shachein Ra, that's harachek distance. When it comes to a rasha, just al tischaber, don't connect with, don't associate with. And then the Mishnah says, "Va'al tis yo'esh min ha'poronus," and don't give up hope from, or tis like yirsh, don't despair or don't disregard poronus, punishment. What does that mean? So the Bar Tanur here says, "Shelo tomar," don't say, "Rasha zem shemasav matzlichim." Look at this. This guy's a Rasha. It's connected to the previous halach, to the previous statement. Don't connect to a Rasha. And if you see, what do you mean? Why shouldn't I connect to the Rasha? Why can't it be his friend? It looks like life is going wonderful, is going very well for him. So no, don't have years, don't despair. Eventually there'll be a paronis, there'll be a punishment. That's what he means. I'll go cling with him, says the Bar Tanura. Looks like the time things are good for him, working out for him. The kach omar v'al tisir shmina paronis, klomar dai, you know, shemehera tavolov paronis, kipisom yavoedo. Eventually it's going to be, there'll be retribution, there'll be a punishment for his sins. So don't give up, you should be patient. You'll see, don't connect to the Russia. He'll eventually be punished for his sins. This is not only true for the person who associates with the Rasha. According to some, this is a separate statement. First of all, a certain person should not connect and not become friends with the Rasha. And then, when regarding the Rasha, we tell the Rasha, eventually you're going to be punished. You need to mend your ways. There is another explanation, which says, don't ignore the possibility that there is going to be punishment. What does that mean? If you have a person who's very successful, so don't assume that you can keep doing what you're doing. You never know. Something can happen, as the Bar Tanur says, pisom. Something may happen suddenly, and everything will change for you. But it's also true the other way. Al tisyoeish mina poronos, which means if someone feels that their life is not going so well, here's someone who feels like, oh, look, my whole life is full of poronos, is full of punishment, full of retribution. Al tisyoish, don't give up hope from that type of life, because that could also improve. In fact, it can improve suddenly. Hashem's can deliver you. Hashem can save a person, okay, harifying, in a moment. One of the famous explanations for Rasha v'tovlo, which is really what we're discussing over here, Rasha v'tovlo, looks like Rasha v'tovlo, Hashem is sacheketzlo, looks like he's matzliach, and everything is wonderful. One of the explanations is that Hashem rewards the Rasha in this world so that his punishment is greater in the next world. The Torah writes this at the end of Parshas V'aschanan. We say this every Shabbos. Bifroach rishoim kemo esev, v'yotzitzu kol polei oven. When you see that the wicked people, they're blossoming, they're flourishing, lihisham adam, adayah, David HaMelech knew this, the reason for that is so that eventually they're going to be destroyed adayad for eternity, so that the eternal retribution is there. They're going to blossom and flourish and be successful in this world. So also al tisyoeish min haparonis, when you see that everything is wonderful for the Russia, don't despair, don't disregard the fact that a paronis is going to come, if not in this world, in the next.